Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Always great having Twins President Dave St. Peter on with us on CCO on your Twin Station. Dave, it's been a while. How are you doing?
Hey, Paul. Good morning. We're doing okay. We're excited about a homestand against the Yankees and the Astros. Yep. It starts tonight at Target Field, and up to 80% of capacity, trending towards 100% of capacity. And we think we're going to have a fun summer, and looking forward to seeing more people in the ballpark tonight.
Dave St. Peter joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline this morning. What do fans need to know about coming into Target Field if they haven't been there since 2019? What has changed? What should they bring? Shouldn't they bring? Is there anything they need to do differently as they enter the park?
Yeah. Well, as you know, Paul, the experience has evolved even from opening day earlier this year. So I think the biggest changes to 19 are, you know, all your tickets are going to now be in a mobile environment. You know, the experience at the ballpark is generally cashless. But at this point, you know, masks are really optional. All the pod seating that we were using earlier in the year is gone. There's more traditional seating. And we will have, I think one thing I would point out is if somebody is looking for socially distant seating, we are offering a limited number of sections with that for fans that might want that. But, you know, we expect good crowds this week with the Yankees and the Astros coming to town. And I think the experience is going to be very similar for those fans that used to go to Target Field as recently as 2019 and experience, you know, everything that the Twins baseball, you know, has brought to that ballpark. It's a special experience, and it's a lot better when you have real fans in the ballpark versus the fake crowd noise that we experienced a year ago.
And you hit the key word there, experience. Not only is the ball playing good, but the experience is irreplaceable. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sure a lot of Twins fans are. Talk about these special theme nights, which start up again tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously theme nights have been a big part of what we've, you know, been doing over the last several years. A lot of different affinity for different brands. And I think we've got our Loons night with the celebrating the Minnesota United. We have upcoming theme nights, everything from Pride Night to Star Wars Night, the University of Minnesota Night. There are literally dozens of different theme nights. And I would encourage people to go to twinsbaseball.com for all of that Twins ticket information, whether it be theme nights or season tickets or obviously single game seats. There's plenty of seats available. We're up open for business. And again, looking forward to an exciting start to a homestand tonight against the Yankees.
Absolutely. And the Saints have a long homestand, which kicks off tonight. And they're going to have a special player in the lineup. Can you expand on that, Dave?
Well, this is, you know, we've always talked about the beauty of the Saints' affiliation with the Twins. And this week, our fans and Saints fans over in St. Paul are going to get the benefit of that. They're going to get a chance to watch Byron Buxton come back on a rehab assignment. I fully expect later in the week they're going to get a chance to watch Max Kepler on a rehab assignment and potentially even Kenta Maeda on a rehab assignment. So all of those guys will be working their way back to Target Field. But before they do that, it sounds like they're going to play at CHS Field, which is pretty cool for both Twins fans and Saints fans. And we're excited to get all those guys back into our lineup, hopefully by the end of this homestand.
Last year was dreadful across the board. I don't know too many people who had a good year. My hope is that you're able to exhale now, Dave, you and your amazing team. Are you encouraged? Are you optimistic? Is it almost back to normal?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously in such a better spot than we were a year ago at this time, and you know, it's never lost on us the tragedy of the pandemic and everything that took place. I've always felt sports in this town, particularly baseball, can bring people together in ways that maybe other things can't, and that's what we're so encouraged about, Paul. We're starting to see bigger crowds, and mm-hmm. in the divisive world we live in, we're able to bring people to Target Field, and I also think we're able to do it safely. There's a lot of, I think, discussion around public safety and such, and you know, we feel good about the experience that we're delivering and the fact that a lot of people are coming back into downtown Minneapolis for the first time in a really long time, and you know, Twins baseball is playing an important role with that, and that's something that we take very seriously and are very excited about as well.
Keep an eye out for Maxi. He's going to be wearing a mask on the turf tonight, so just keep an eye on him,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah, some of our media members are going to get their first on-field experience for batting practice tonight. So that tells you more than anything that we're heading back towards some normalcy.
Absolutely.
We're also excited about. So we'll keep an eye out for Maxi tonight at Target Field.
The little things that we will never take for granted again. Dave St. Peter, Twins president, joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Thank you so much, Dave, and great wishes, and have a great week, and hope the Twins continue to exceed our expectations.
Well, we've got some work to do that, Paul, but we think we're playing better, and let's get after the Yankees tonight.
6:30 pregame. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. God, I got to hit a game here. I'm ready to see a Twins game. It's time. When we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about immigration, the Supreme Court decision. What effect is that going to have here in Minnesota? And also, after some recent tragedies, lifeguards in high demand. That, an update on what's happening at 38th and Chicago. Minneapolis City Crews trying to clear that intersection again this morning, and reports of internet outages, which may be getting better as we speak. Stick around. We'll be back with more on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.